This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Hope everybody is doing well. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Gimel. We're up to Si'if Hey. We just learned in Siv Dalid that when one uncovers themselves to defecate, they should only uncover a tefach in the front and two tefachim in the back, and a woman even less, one tefach in the back, one tefach, and in the front, nothing at all. Siv Hey, im nifne b'maka megula, someone is defecating in an uncovered place, meaning it's just open, out in the open. He's in a field. She'im boi mechitzas, there's no partition. So there's an idea that Shechina b'marav, the divine presence is always in the west. Even though Rabbi Sai, you know, in the shuls we daven toward the Mizrach, but that's even though we daven toward the Mizrach, nevertheless, that's because we're facing Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. But the concept in general is Shechina b'marav. That's why by Kabbalah Shabbos, when we greet the Shabbos, we turn around to the west of the shul. Because Shechina is b'marav, the Mizrach also has Kedusha, because it's keneged the Shechina. And we're going to see that has two ramifications. Number one, in the direction that one defecates. And number two, the direction one sleeps. So Sif Hey, im nifna makam gula shem ba mechitzas, yichavein, you should direct yourself, shi apanav ledaroim ba'acharav letzafan. You should be facing the south with your back toward the north, oy ibcha, or the opposite. And the Mishnah Berurah says, no, not the opposite is not good. So according to some, the opposite is not good, meaning the ideal would be you should be facing the south and your back to the north. So you say, I have to take a compass with me? No, only if somebody is mefane in a makam megula. But other times you don't have to have the compass with you. Avo bein mizrach lemarav aser. But it is prohibited to defecate between east and west. Well, it doesn't matter what direction you're facing. Ulahat el mayim, to urinate, b'chalein yishas, always mutter. The bizayon, or the derech genai, is only for gedoyim, not for ketanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, megula. Ava b'chatzer, but in a courtyard. In other words, let's say you're out in the open. It's not like you're in a makay mutzna. You're not in a private, but it's in a courtyard. B'chalin yin shari kein kasa beisayz magen Avram. The opinion of beisayz magen Avram is in a courtyard. You don't have to direct your direction. Aval hataz hiskim imari abuav. The taz agrees imari abuav. The b'chatzer gam kein asav emtsa chatzer beimizach lemav. If you're smack in the middle of a courtyard, it's going to be a problem between east and west. The haloi megula hu ba'isay makam, because it's uncovered. You're uncovered in that spot. Imloi shemakarvatsa letzadech meksam, unless you're near one of the walls. V'chein kasu hadrisha v'shar achroinim. Okay, she'im boi mechitzais. If this is talking about if there are no partitions, avam yesh boi mechitzais. So if there are partitions, afilu rak mechitza achas san marav. Even if you only have one partition toward the west, then yeshiv b'tzad mechitza b'samachla, you could sit on the side of the mechitza near it. At least be close enough that you're within Dalet Amos of the Mechitza. With one's backside toward the Mechitza. So even though you're doing it in the direction of the west, nevertheless, there's a Mechitza there. Likewise, if the wall is in the east, you should sit near the wall with your backside toward the east. But in this case, because a person's erva in the front is going to be facing the west, meaning the best thing to do here is to position yourself with the person's back toward the mechitza, with the mechitza in the west, and the person's facing the east. How big does the mechitza have to be? Kasa prima gadim, the ain shir legoiva mechitza, raka koil, she'ein peruai megula al yedei zashari. Doesn't matter, there's no shir. As long as the makoim where the tsaya comes out is not seen, so then it's okay. Then, now, in our bathrooms, there's no issue at all. This is only in a is only in a sadeh or in a chatzer. In our Beis HaKisei HaMotzna, that there's no inyan at all of the direction of what direction a person is facing. Oyibcha. So the mechaber said you could either be panav ledarayim ba'achareiv letzafayin, or the opposite. V'yesharim dibchaloi v'tov lizarbaza. Some say the opposite is not good. In other words, the south has some kedusha, whatever that may be. Usually we say the south is midas hachesed, or we say haroitza lahachgim yajrim. There's a certain chashivas to the darayim. They say uri tzafayin ubayi seiman. Uri tzafayin, you start with the north, mitach shaloi lishma, and then ubayi teiman, and then you come to the south. So the south has some kedusha. It's considered the yamin. The south is considered the yamin because the person's facing the mizrach, so the darayim is the tzad yamin. So there's an inyan that the south has some kedusha. Fine. Bein mizrach, why? Mishum da shchina shoira b'marav. The shchina resides in the west. Va'afilu im machzer panav l'marav aser. Even if you face the west, it's aser. So you say, oh, the Shechina is in the west. Okay, so I'll face the west, and the back will be toward the east. No, that's aser. The mizrach shu negen marav yeishle gamkin kedusha. The east, which is opposite the west, also has some kedusha. Sivvav. Now, sivvav is a halacha that I don't think most people think about, but it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and Reb Chaim was, it seems, advise people to be zahir in this, especially those who are trying to have zara chai v'kayama. Reb Chaim, this was like a go-to sif in Shulchan Aruch that Reb Chaim would point to. Anyway, this is based on the Gemara Brachos, according to the Pshat of Tosfos, v'chein asar lishoin bein mizrach lamarav imishta imai. It is prohibited to sleep between east and west if your wife is with you. It's aser. Now, ishtoi imoi presumably means b'mita achas, and presumably means b'kir of basar. But the mechaber doesn't say. Then the mechaber says, based on the Beis Yosef and the Shita of the Rambam, v'nochin lizar afil k'shein ishtoi imoi. You should be careful under all circumstances. It's the right thing to do. So you want to position your bed between north and south. Now, the mechaber doesn't say which direction. It sounds like Shita Samachaber is, it doesn't matter really, between north and south. Before, before we had Dafka, you should have the back toward the north facing the east. Here the Machaber does not, we don't find that. But look in the Mishnah Berurah. There's some confusion in the Mishnah Berurah, which is probably the reason why people are not Zohar, because there are two deos here, how to interpret the Zohar. The Gemara says, according to Tosfos, that you don't sleep between east and west. However, look in the Mishnah Berurah, Rakshi Yechavin Shei Roisha Shalmita Letzafayin U'Margalois of Ledarayim. Mishnah Berurah quotes Lechem Chamudais, the head of the bed should be in the north, and the legs of the bed should be in the south. Uvitshuvas Menachem Azariah Pasak Kamoshu Kazav Azar Parshma Midbar. The Ramami Pano has a different take on this. He paskins like the Zayar Shehi Roisha Umagaloisa Shemita Zela Mizrach Zela Marav. That just the opposite of the Mechaber. That the head of the bed and the feet should be this in the east and that in the west. The Hiskim Shem Shehi Roish Lamarav. And Rav Nachman Azariah says the head of the bed should be in the west. And the Malbim concurs with Rav Menachem Azariah. V'chein kazav aratz es achayim b'shem kam achroinim. However, the Mishnah Berurah is sides with the Mechaber. Kamakam toiv yoiser lechadchila linhoi ka'ashulchan aruch. It is better to accustom oneself like the Shulchan Aruch. Ki b'tshuvas binyan shel simcha. Kasa b'shem hagra. Sha'amar gam ke shegam kavanas azayir hu ka'agamara. V'loi kiper shem Menachem Azariah hanal. That you can interpret the Zayar to be in sync with the Gemara. The Gemara says east-west. The Zayar seems to say north-south. Right? The Gemara says you should not sleep between east and west. Instead, you should sleep between north and south. The Zayar says, no, you should sleep. Seems to say you should sleep between east and west. So, Rav Menachem Azariah, paskins like the Zayar. The Arzur Zechayim, paskins like the Zayar. Says the says the Mishnah Brura, it is better to cord yourself like the Shulchan Aruch, because the Gra says that you could even reconcile the Zayar like the Gemara. Now, even if you couldn't reconcile the Zayar like the Gemara, one would think you would follow the Gemara over the Zayar. That's usually the Klal and Psak, you follow the Gemara over the Zayar. But certainly in a situation where the Gra says that everybody agrees, and the bottom line is, can you tell somebody that they're obligated, they're mechuyev, to put their bed between north and south? You can't say that. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that you have to. Mishnah Berurah says it's better to. So what should you do? You should always do what's better to do. If you could arrange your bed between north and south, you should try to do that. Now, the Mechaber said, you should not sleep between east and west. And then the Mechaber adds, it's nachon to be careful, even kishe'en ishtayimai. So says the Malbim, afil kishe'en ayin ba'artes achayim, debezein lahachar rak b'shochev oroim, uve'en klom savav amita. The chumrah of positioning your bed in that direction, when your wife is not there, that's only if you're not wearing any clothing, and you don't have any curtains around your bed. In the Sefer Das Noita, he brings, Eich yesh linog l'maisa b'inyon kivin amitzas v'im la poiskin d'b'inyon b'in tzavon l'dorim tzarech shehei roisha l'tzavon ha'yefshe gam roisha l'dorim, says Reb Chaim Knievsky, you need to follow the Mishnah Berurah. Whatever he says, you put the bed with the head to the north and the feet to the south. And then he brings over here that somebody was in Reb Chaim Knievsky's house for a bracha for children. He was married for a year and a half, and then his wife had a miscarriage, and he asked Reb Chaim what he should do, and Reb Chaim asked him about his beds, and he says he thinks it's between east and west, and Reb Chaim showed him the Gemara, that mi she'ein mitasa mitzal adarm ishtar ma'pels nefalim. So the guy went home, and he checked, and sure enough, the beds were east to west. And he can't really... It's very difficult for him to move his beds. Maybe at least he could put it on an angle. And Reb Chaim said, no, put it between north and south like the Mishnah Berurah. So again, this is something to take into consideration. Let us see quickly the bottom bir halacha. The Mishnah Berurah said that regarding urinating, it does. The Rama said regarding urinating, it doesn't matter what direction you're facing. But he brings Vedas Hagra del Tzad Marav Aser Gamazeh. The Gra says not to urinate toward the west. Mnei Shashchinah B'Marav V'Pirei Atzmei Be'ez Hatolas Meir Aglamim K'mach Shukazu B'Siv Dalet Eliyate Atzmei L'Tzad Mizrach Oylashar Tzadim. Turn yourself to a different side. Even to the east is okay. Even though we said defecating to the east is a problem, urinating is okay. The minog is to be mekel that there's no issue by Meir Aglayim. Nowadays that we wear some kind of undergarment and you're not completely uncovering yourself, it's more basis to be lenient. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.